Mr. Liot, for such is the name, the only name by which we knew him, came to lodge with us in the late summer of 1891. He requested that he stay with us for several weeks, perhaps even months, if it was agreeable to us, and it was. He paid us well for his lodgings, which helped in the upkeep of our small house, and contributed towards our paying our housekeeper and our man. Mr. Liot had no forename or initial that we knew, never having seen him sign any papers or documents, and no correspondence ever arrived at the house addressed to him. He told us very little about himself, save that he was a retired engineer who had designed certain structures. I took this to be bridges and the like. Other than that brief introduction, conversation between us, or at least on his part, was sparse.